All right, welcome back. Who's talking tonight? Final segment. Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, and Michael Tusky is saddled up to the microphone. We're going to go to him momentarily. We probably should thank Billy McMullen, who is our in-studio guest. Dr. Vince Dalton and Chris Wright visited us briefly. Of course, Chris is the editor of the Saber. Now we are going to go to our Play of the Game feature, sponsored this fall by our friends at LeClaire Ryan, and we're going to turn this over to Frank Maloney to tell us what was, indeed, the Play of the Game from Saturday night.
We've chosen the men's football game versus William Mary last weekend, and basically in the second quarter, and this was a tough decision, UVA's place kicker, Robert Randolph, raced onto the field with a few seconds left in the second quarter and promptly drilled a 48-yard field goal that gave the Wahoos a 13-0 lead, running into the locker room at the half as the crowd roared. It was Randolph's longest made field goal of his career. It also made...
Do you want to give us a little sound effect for that crowd roar there?
Randolph made four field goals in the game, as well as four extra points. And he was actually named the NCAA Specialist of the Week by another national publication.
Well, the interesting thing about the Virginia football team, you look at the two deep, and they have, 15 freshmen, but the kickers are all seniors.
Yes.
The place kicker, the kickoff guy, the punter, so that'll be something that Coach London and his staff will have to replace for next year. And the other thing about the Randolph 48-yarder, had room to spare.
Probably five more yards. I think the thing that was very impressive on the night overall with the punting and the kicking had to be the excellent work of Matt Fortin, who replaced Danny Aiken as the long snapper. And I noticed that all of his snaps back to the holder and back to the punter, they were right on the money. So they have got themselves an excellent player.
Well, the challenge of the long snapper is the only time you notice the long snapper is when it goes over the punter's head.
Well, you got that part right. All right, so now let's go to our Olympic sports report, and Michael Tusky has been more patient than ever. Take it away, Michael.
I really am here, I promise everybody. Let's start with men's soccer. The number 16 Virginia men's soccer team is 3-1 after earning a pair of victories and the tournament title at the Hilton Garden Hokie Invitational last weekend. Will Bates, a junior forward from Thomas Dale High School here in town, scored the winning goal in the 60th minute to lead the Wahoos to a 1-0 victory over Cincinnati on Friday in Blacksburg. The next day, on Saturday, the team scored four goals in the second half to beat Wisconsin 4-2. Brian Ownby, a senior forward from Deep Run High School, was named the tournament MVP. Next, the Cavaliers head to Durham to open up ACC play when they face number 17 Duke on Friday at 7 p.m. The game will be televised nationally on the Fox Soccer Channel, if anyone gets that. I'm not actually sure. They will also host Liberty next Tuesday at 7 p.m. in Charlottesville. Moving on to women's soccer, they're ranked number 4 in the country, and they remain undefeated at 6-0. They picked up a pair of shutout victories this past week and is now off to the best start for the women's soccer team since 2004. They first beat Arizona State 3-0 on Friday night and returned Sunday afternoon to beat Drexel 4-0 at Klockner Stadium. Drexel did not have a single shot on goal the entire game. Goalie Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School recorded her third shutout of the season and extended her Virginia career record to 36 shutouts. Pretty impressive. This weekend, the Wahoos host the Virginia Nike Soccer Classic in Charlottesville and will face Washington State on Friday at 7 p.m. and Penn State on Sunday at 2 p.m. Moving on to field hockey, they're ranked number 7, and they're now 2-2 after going 500 in two games over the past weekend. They beat Towson 4-3 on Friday in College Park, Maryland, as sophomore Hadley Bell scored two goals for the Cavaliers in the victory. They then fell to the number 12 Old Dominion Monarchs 4-1 on Sunday in Norfolk. ODU is absolutely on fire as they had just shut out number 1 Maryland on Friday. Hopefully the Hoos will bounce back when they face JMU tonight in Harrisonburg at 7 p.m., so just in a few minutes. And this weekend, the ladies will travel to Oxford, Ohio to face Miami of Ohio on Friday at 3 p.m. and Michigan State on Saturday at 2 p.m. Finally, tonight, the preseason golf rankings are out, and the Virginia men's team is ranked 21st in the nation, and the UVA women's team is a lofty 5th, higher than any other school in the ACC. Both squads begin fall play in late September.
And for that matter, the UVA baseball team, I believe, has started fall practices, which I'm told are very grueling. Coach O'Connor puts them through a lot of conditioning exercises, and it's not for the old school of baseball. It's modern baseball.
It's not a little pepper out there.
No, huh? No. There's nobody standing around.
How about the football schedule? You got the weekend football schedule in the old ACC here?
Let's look at the ACC here. Rutgers visits North Carolina down there in Chapel Hill, 12:30 on Saturday.
The Scarlet Knight.
NC State Wolfpack travels to Wake Forest in Winston-Salem for a 3:30 game. Stanford faces Duke in Durham. Good chance for Stanford to show off Andrew Luck.
Yeah, bad news for the Dukies after losing to Richmond on some missed kicks, particularly a little chippy late. But at any rate,
Virginia Tech is at East Carolina, another easy game for those guys. Wofford is at Clemson. Charleston Southern is at Florida State. Georgia Tech is at Middle Tennessee State. And, of course, Boston College is at University of Central Florida in Orlando. And, of course, the Wahoos are at Indiana. Let's make our predictions. Hobbo?
Oh, not that I normally look at these things, but I see Virginia's a 6.5-point road favorite. Last week they were an 8-point favorite. I think the Cavs go up there and take care of business, so I would say 27-14.
I'm going to go 20-10, the Cavaliers. It'll be a slugfest. I think Indiana's going to struggle to move the ball on the ground, and they will have to get desperate in the air. We've got a minute to go before we wrap up the show tonight with the scoreboard here. Michael, any thoughts on the game?
I'm just looking forward to it. I need to get my score in as well. I'm right between y'all. I'm at Hoos 24, Indiana 13.
All right. Next week's show, we have former Wahoo Bobby Call will be in studio. Dr. Call is a good friend and has been a frequent guest of Hoos Talking. We've invited Chris Slade and John Copper. And the Sabres' Chris Wright could possibly come back. And we have Ortho Virginia's Dr. Charles Walker. As the music plays on here.
And it remains to be seen what time. I guess depending on the baseball situation, it'll be either be 6 o'clock or 5:30. So we'll have to let folks know through Facebook that situation.
Anyway, WRVA 1140 carries the game on Saturday night. So watch the Hoos beat Indiana. Thank you all. Hoos Talking welcomes and thanks you.